We've got a call. Let's find out who this is. It's live on Saturday Sports Roundup here this afternoon. Hi, you're live on Saturday Sports Roundup.
Hi, Russell. Thank you. How you doing?
Not too bad, Ryan. Where are you today?
Today I am at the Scottish Junior Cup match. So on the road from you there at Fennycote. Fennycote playing Afterlife. Scottish Junior Cup for a place in the quarter final against Musselburgh Athletic.
How's the game been going so far, Ryan?
I hope you can hear me clearly. A huge crowd here, as you can imagine, for one of the biggest games in Fennycote's recent history. In terms of how the game's went, which is probably what the question was, everybody here, in terms of how the game is going, it's been very, very scrappy. A lot of free kicks, a lot of breaks in play, mainly due to the fact that there is a lot at stake, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, placing the quarterfinals. And to be fair, Afterlife have had more possession. They've probably looked a better footballing team in terms of their passing, in terms of their movement, but they've had one shot on goal, and that is why they haven't scored yet. They've had one corner kick. From Fennycote's first corner kick, after about 32 minutes, they got the opening goal of the match. Swung in the corner, the header was won roughly on the penalty spot, header towards goal. Looked like the keeper had it, but instead it looked like Captain Cunnison, Dougie Cunnison, who got the final touch. Afterlife then protested that the goal was either offside or there was a push. The referee, Pierre Stewart, went over the linesman, and the upshot is that it was given. So a goal for Fennycote after about half an hour. And if I'm honest with you, that is all there's really been in terms of effort to goal. Fennycote did go close, and that shot driven right across the 6-yard box. No takers out for a throw-in, and then maybe a chance after a misjudgment from the Afterlife defence and from a very tight angle with shot from the striker hit the side net, and but that has been for 45 minutes of play, one Fennycote shot on target, which is their goal, and Afterlife have had one shot on target, which the keeper comfortably saved. That's why at half time at Fennycote Park in front of a massive crowd, a great atmosphere, Fennycote won Afterlife nil.
You know, you talked about 45 minutes half-time, Ryan. That's a special number, actually, because this could be their first quarter-final position in 45 years, since 1970.
There you go. I mean, I did say probably their biggest match in their recent history. Of course, Fennycote were a very good side, and still are a very good side, of course. But, you know, that length of time ago, it just shows you that this doesn't happen very often. And what an opportunity now, just 45 minutes away from what will be Musselburgh v Fennycote. So you think this is a massive game next week with the potential, if they can get through, will be even bigger. And again, that would then be a place in the semi-final where anything can happen over two legs. So this is a big 45 minutes for Fennycote in terms of the Midlothian side. Can they hold on with the wind in their favour this time? They'll be playing into what has at times been a gale force wind, and it's probably ruined the match as one of those footballing games. It's more been dictated by who can play into the wind more and who can chase down balls and who can close down quicker. And so far, with their only shot on target and really the only time they've, you know, been in the penalty area, Fennycote have taken the lead. And that's why, as I just said there at half-time, they're 1-0 up. The teams are starting to come out now. Fennycote are off for a review because the crowd are very boisterous. And I wouldn't want any words, not from myself, but from the huge crowd here to alter down the line that may not be adequate for the show.
Roughly how many supporters do you reckon is there this afternoon, Ryan?
You know what, mate, it's difficult to, say. It's very tight, compact ground. We are one arm's length away from the touchline here at Fennycote on the halfway line. There is close to 1,000 probably more. It's fairly full. About 1,000, Ian? Yeah, about 1,000, I'd say. There's quite a few maybe are still in the pubs just now, so we'll wait until they come out. But that's how it's gone so far. That's how it's actually looked. Set the second half off wearing horrifying pink and black striped tops. They are really horrifying.
How do you think Afterlife is going to go on? Do you think they are strong enough to really give Fennycote a run for the money in the second half? Or
they had a difficult game. They had a difficult game last week at Rob Roy, which I was at as well, where they played a really tough game for 90 minutes in a very heavy pitch. Whether they can fight into this wind or not remains to be seen, but certainly as there's a well, I tell you what, opening seconds, Afterlife played an absolute nothing ball into the penalty box. It looked like all day like the keeper had it, miskicks it, goes towards the goal, almost an equaliser for Afterlife in a corner, just stay with me. corner will be coming in. As a now, header towards goal, and it looks like finishes are going to clear it. Ball start along the edge of the box, and then the big shoot up the field towards the halfway line. We'll have a 50-50 challenge, which goes after his way. Right foot ball, edge of the penalty box, and it looks like finishes are going to clear it eventually. It's a good start by Atherley, to be fair, in the opening minute. An opportunity when the goalkeeper missed it, the ball went towards goal, but thankfully for Fenwick, the defender on the line or near the line, able to clear it for the Atherley second corner of the entire match. So I'll leave you just now, mate, if that's okay, just in case it gets a little bit excitable in the crowd with the Fenwick. We didn't want nothing against Atherley in the Scottish Cup. Fifth round, I think, without both of this round.
Ryan, is this the sort of game that you would expect in a Scottish Cup between Pennycook and Atherley?
Well, I've not seen much of Atherley apart from last week, as Atherley now post a second corner of the half. So it took them 45 minutes to get one corner, and they've had two in the opening 2 minutes of the second half. In terms of answering your question, it's difficult to say. There's a lot at stake, as I said, right at the start of the report, whether the next goal is obviously crucial. If Atherley can get it, then I'd expect them to go on and maybe get a second. I'll just stay with me just now. The ball is just coming in from the original corner. The second ball has been won by Atherley. Swung in towards the box in a third corner. So there you go. Three corners for Atherley in the opening 2.5 minutes of the second half. Yeah, there's a lot at stake. Pennycook can sort of ride this storm maybe for the first 10 minutes of the half. Maybe try and nick something on the breaks. That's probably how the game's going to go. But with the wind, we mentioned that as well, that's in Pennycook's favour. So there's a lot of other factors to take into consideration here.
Ryan, thanks very much for giving us a live link up, and come on the cookie.
Great stuff. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Ryan. Right, bye.
Cheers.